In 1901, a woman by the name of Annie Taylor climbed into a barrel so that she could ride that barrel over Niagara Falls, the first person to do so. The reason for her crazy endeavor? She was struggling to make ends meet, and she was hoping for fame and financial security. It's Ryan from United Faith Mortgage, a faith and family mortgage team that tries to improve your financial outlook without having to ship you over a 170-foot waterfall. Our mortgage team happens to be an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls. There's no middleman. This advantage often allows us to get you a better rate, which can save you monthly and lifelong money through a refinance, or help you with a cash-out refinance, cashing out some of your home's equity to use for life. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp., 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah.
Robert Wolgemuth is a former president of Thomas Nelson Publishers, the co-founder of a publishing company called Wolgemuth and Hyatt, and the literary agency called Wolgemuth and Associates, and he's the author of more than 20 books, and Robert and his wife, Nancy DeMoss Wolgemuth, live in Southwest Michigan, and in addition to writing and taking brisk walks to the mailbox with Nancy, Robert volunteers some of his time to her ministry, Revive Our Hearts, and he's joining us right now. Robert, welcome to Mornings with Tom and Toby.
You have a really amazing, obviously, history in, I can't even think of the word, okay. Biblical resources for
right.
People and ideas for how to make the Bible accessible to children. And you have a story about your friend who helped to do that.
Yeah, I grew up in Wheaton, Illinois. There was a family, Ken and Margaret Taylor. Ken wrote kids' children's books, worked for Moody. You're familiar with that company.
I've heard of it.
And then he came up with the idea that turned into eventually the Living Bible. And he couldn't find a publisher to publish. It started out as Living Letters, the Pauline epistles, in everyday language, a paraphrase. And so he started his own publishing company, and that's Tyndale House Publishers, founded by Ken Taylor with the Living Bible that's now sold 80 million copies.
It's so incredible.
But it's really, I love when guys love the Lord, men and women love the Lord. Nancy would be a good example of that. Doctrine, theology is trustworthy, and their goal is to make it understandable to the everyday person, which is exactly what the Men's Daily Bible is.
Well, I love that, and you're hearing the voice of Robert Wolgemuth. And Robert, one of the things I absolutely love about the Men's Daily Bible is it's targeted towards men. There are resources
right.
All up and down the shelves, and also online. If you take a look, there are women's devotional Bibles of every stripe and color,
yeah.
And
right.
You take an angle, they've got it. But for men, we don't have that much. So tell us where this idea came from.
Just exactly what you've just said, Tom. I was in the publishing business. I owned a publishing company, and it's really a kind of a vicious cycle. Everybody knows 85% of the books that are purchased by women. So publishers continue from a marketing perspective to write and publish books for women, and men are going, yoo-hoo, how about me? And so I've written the notes in this Men's Daily Bible, and I've involved the help of 50 of my good friends who are authors and names that you would recognize who have contributed to this. So it's a team effort, and the goal really is to bring men into God's word. And really my encouragement is to get them started. You know, you can't walk past the Bible on the shelf and expect it to do anything. So actually, if you've got a copy there, you might, on page 1444, the article that I wrote is called The Throne. And that really is in many ways the story of how important it is for a man to sit down with God's word and spend time with the Lord each day in the Bible. It's the story about my late wife. I was married for almost 45 years.
Mm.
And this article is called The Throne. In fact, she's the one who said the throne before the phone. Got that? The throne before the phone.
That's good.
So I talk about she had a red chair. She sat every morning in that red chair. Then in October of 14, Bobby stepped into heaven after 30 months of ovarian cancer, and I had the privilege, really, of being her primary caregiver.
Mm.
And before she died, you may know this story, she told two friends she wants me to marry Nancy Lee DeMoss, which is really, it's incredible, unselfish kind of thing, imagining that your spouse would fall in love with somebody else. But she knew Nancy. I was Nancy's literary agent. She knew Nancy. Nancy was unmarried, as you know. And as it turned out, a year after Bobby stepped into heaven, I married Nancy Lee DeMoss. So the idea of this poet, you'll see it on page 1444 in the Men's Daily Bible, is the idea of my walking past Bobby as she would sit on this red chair every morning. And I was on my way up to my study to write books about the Lord, about the Bible. And I thought, well, Bobby's taking care of this early morning thing, and I've got more important things to do. So the morning after we put her body in the ground, this is in November of 14, I walked past that empty red chair, and the Lord said to me, "You're a lazy man. Sit down in this chair, open the Word, and let me speak to you." And that really is the foundation of the Men's Daily Bible. And the Lord has been so faithful and so good to me. I mean, I have no excuse. Honestly, I don't, for not spending those early years in God's Word. But since Bobby's death and since my sitting down on that red chair, the Lord has been so faithful, and that has led to this project. I'm grateful. I'm a grateful man.
Yeah, his name is Robert Wolgemuth, just sharing his heart with you and his journey with you. And Robert, thank you so much for being honest about that, because I think as men, we find ourselves in that trap of got more important things to do for the Lord than sit down and spend time with him and get to know him. And this resource that you've talked about is available. It's called the Men's Daily Bible. And you said that there are many contributors. It's not just your notes. Who else has contributed to putting this resource together?
Well, very smart people. That's the answer to that question.
Okay, thank you.
Because I'm an ordinary guy. I'm not seminary trained. The idea is, we used to call this thing the Larry Lunch Bucket Bible. This is just for an ordinary guy who's intimidated by this daunting book called the Bible.
And I
think you look
so.
At this thing and you say, what in the world am I going to do? Where do I start? In fact, since you guys have one of these Men's Daily Bibles in front of you, I've encouraged guys to start at the Gospel of John. And there you have, of course, the text in the CSB, but then an article that I wrote, and then an article that somebody else wrote, and then small pieces called Insight for the Moment. Just, it's a conversation. It's a cup of coffee between the guy and me, and we're doing what Jesus did, right? When He was here, he would say to his disciples, "The kingdom of God is like," and then he'd tell a story, something that they would understand, about fishing or about farming, and or about kids, right? The prodigal. "The kingdom of God is like a man who comes to his father and says, 'I want my inheritance now.'" So what he did is he took familiar stuff and he made it helpful to understand the doctrine, the truth of his word. That's what we've done here. We have 260 of those, and they're feathered throughout the scripture, anchored to a Bible text. So the plan is that the guy sits down, I tell him where to start in terms of the Bible reading, just a few verses, and then I tell a story, again, just like the kingdom of God is like. That's the big idea.
His name is Robert Wolgemuth, and he has put together some resources called the Men's Daily Bible that is really helping and designed to help men grow in their faith, kind of the same way that Jesus actually presented scriptural truth to some regular, ordinary folk. Robert, thank you so much for being here with us this morning.
Thanks, Tom. What an honor to be with you guys there in Chattanooga.
Well, I have a question about what you think about ministering to men and how maybe it's a little bit unique from ministering to women, and as you thought about writing your notes for this Bible.
We think we're too busy to sit down with God's Word. I mean, nobody really truly is, but we think we are. And I mean, the truth is that even though the Gospels are filled with stories, true stories that honor women. I mean, for example, yesterday or day before yesterday on Resurrection Sunday, it's really a story about women who discovered the empty tomb. Mm-hmm. So the Bible honors women and lifts them up in every way. But because of, I don't know, because of the culture, because men think that they're too busy to sit and spend time in God's word. And as I said earlier, many Christian books are written for women, but I don't know. And men have a harder time sitting down with each other and opening up. A men's small group sometimes just turns into telling stories and not really opening your heart to each other. Vulnerability, accountability. That's a challenging thing for men. So what I've done in this project is I've acted as though I'm pretending that I'm sitting down with this guy, just him and me and a cup of coffee between us. And we're reading these stories that illuminate what the scripture says so that he gets ideas about how to apply this as a man, as a husband, as a father. We talk about really candid things like the account of Joseph and Potiphar. And I tell the story about flying to Washington, D.C. I'm headed to a city where anonymity is a sacrament. And I talk about what that must have been like. And so I tell my own story, no soapbox, no microphone, no platform. I'm just saying, here's what this looks like in real life. I'm your friend. I'm not your pastor. I'm not a theologian. I'm just the guy next door. I'm an ordinary man. And here's what I believe this text can say to you and to me. It's not just me preaching. It's me sharing. So that really, that's the format. That's what I want people to understand. That's what this is. In fact, I wrote an article recently about the dental assistant. The dentist puts his hand out, and the dental assistant knows exactly what he needs. The idea here is that a woman, a wife, a mom with a grown son knows exactly what he needs. And we believe that the answer to that, at least in this framework, is the Men's Daily Bible. We believe that it's a companion that the guy will bring along. It'll be kind of his motivation. Like if you're getting up completely on your own, that's one thing. But if you're getting up to meet a friend over coffee, that's a different thing. I have a friend, I do that regularly. I never miss because I'm going to meet with this guy. So I am that person. That's my idea. That's my hope. This Bible presents a friend that a man will have when he gets up early in the morning to spend time in God's word. That's the Men's Daily Bible.
Mm. Robert, thank you so much for just putting this resource together and just putting it plainly. And I happen to love the fact that Jesus picked regular, ordinary folk that nobody would look twice at. And that's who you're targeting this Bible towards. And as men, we are either too busy or think we need to know it all already before we can even begin to pour into somebody else's life.
Right,
what if somebody's listening to you right now, Robert, and saying, like, man, there's no way I could do this with anybody else. But you're helping to walk alongside them. So share with us a picture of what that looks like.
Oh. It's just what I said, Tom. I'm going to meet tomorrow morning. You pick a time. Maybe 7's too early. Maybe 6 is better, or maybe 8 or 9. We're going to sit down together. We're going to get a cup of coffee, good, strong black coffee, and we're going to open God's word. In fact, I love, before I open his word, just whispering a prayer. Lord, speak to me. This is your voice. I want to hear it, and I want to know what it means in my own heart. So bring me the truth of your word, then help me to be a different man because of that. So I'm making an appointment with a man, maybe that I'll never meet until heaven. We open this Bible together and we answer the question, what is the kingdom of God like? And we link it to actual Bible text, just a couple verses. And it doesn't take long. Let's just say that. Maybe 5 minutes max. And the guy will have the experience of a conversation with a friend, that's me, who's an ordinary guy, that's me. And ask, Lord, what would you say to me this morning about my life, about my family, about my marriage, about my work, about my thought life, all of those things. Speak to me, and he will. The Lord will be faithful to speak to you when you invite him that way.
And you're hearing the voice of Robert Waugemuth, and we're talking about the Men's Daily Bible, an incredible resource just for men. And Robert, I hear a podcast coming up in the next few weeks on this as well. That's just my suggestion, with you reading.
Oh, good. Okay, we'll do it, Tabby. Thanks for the idea. I never would have thought of it.
Hey, Robert, thank you so much for just sharing this. And there's just one last thing that I'd like you to share with this friend that you've just met that you're inviting to coffee. When the schedule really starts to rise up, because fill in the blank, what would you say to him?
I would say that a grown-up does what he or she has to do. I know that sounds really simplistic. But, you know, when you were a little kid and you had parents who told you not to do this or to do that, you really weren't your own. But now you've got your own calendar and you get done what you really want to get done. There's no excuse. So no whiners here. If you're going to find time, you're going to make time to do what you really want to do. So when a guy says, I don't have time, that I don't believe it. I just don't. You're an adult. And you may have a boss that's pretty tough on you. You still can find time to do what you really want to do. And so what I'm doing, this Philippians 2:13, God is at work within you, helping you want to obey him. Get the want to, get that nailed down. And this isn't obligation. This isn't an assignment that you kind of shrug and go, okay, because I have to, like you did when you were a kid. This is a friend saying to you, this is something you really need. I mean, this is man to man. You can't do this on your own. God, coming alongside by way of his Holy Spirit, can make a difference in your life. So let's get started. But, you know, tomorrow's the first day of the rest of your life. Let's get started. And it'll absolutely change your life. And your wife will be the happiest person on the face of the earth because you've decided to do this.